Hallelujah, 愿大家平安。
First, we'd like to praise and thank God, and we want to welcome our brothers and sisters and also friends to our first night of evangelical service.
我们首先要特别欢迎今天晚上和我们一起参加聚会的慕道朋友和弟兄姐妹。
Before we start, let's bow our head and pray in silence.
我们首先先一起默祷，预备心。
Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Christ, we commence evangelical service.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始今天晚上的布道会。
Let's all rise and sing him.
180. 我们现在一起唱诗180首。
Let's all rise and sing him 180.
我们一起站立唱诗180首。
Whosoever hears a 小小的 sound, spread the blessed tidings all the world around. Tell the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation.Father, call the wondrous home. Whosoever will may come.
Hallelujah, name is Christ. We pray and give thanks to Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我们在这里将感谢颂赞归给天父。
Father, we praise you and thank you for giving this day to live and worship you.
天父，我们感谢您让今天我们能够在这里活着，又能够赞美你。
Lord, from the beginning, you love us so much.
您从起初一直就爱着我们。
Because of this, that's why you created us in your own image and your own likeness.
因此，你就用你的形象来造我们。
And you also created a beautiful garden and put us there.
你又将我们安置在美丽的伊甸园里面。
And you give us many things that we enjoy in the garden.
你又赐给我们一切，让我们在这个伊甸园里面能够享用。
But you told our forefathers not to eat from the garden of in the midst of the garden.
你吩咐我们的先祖在伊甸园里面那分别善恶树的果子是不可以吃的。
But because of the disobedience,
但是我们的先祖却违背了你的诫命。
They ate from the tree from the midst of the garden.
他们从这个树上从无花果树上摘了果子来吃。
Because of this, sin came into the world.
因为这样罪就进入了世界。
And because of this sin, no longer we have the hope to enter eternal life.
也因为罪的关系，所以人们就失去了永生的盼望。
But because you love us so much,
但是你继续着爱着我们。
You sent your only begotten Son to die for us on a cross.
你特地差遣了你的独生子来到世界上，为我们死在十字架上。
And through the shedding of His blood, we can be redeemed, and once again we can have the hope of enter eternal life.
借着耶稣基督在十字架上的流血。让我们今天再一次得回永生的盼望。
But you also told us,
你又吩咐我们
，Not everyone who calls you Lord, Lord can enter the heavenly kingdom.
不是凡称呼主啊、主啊的人都能够进天国。
But on the end days, many people will come to complain against you.
因为在末日的时候，会有许多人到你面前。
Because they prophesize in your name.
说他们用奉你的名说预言。
Because they cast out demons in your name.
奉你的名赶鬼
because they perform miracles and signs in your name
奉你的名行许多的奇事
but even then they're not doing your will
可是却没有照你的话去行
because doing your will is very difficult
因为照你的旨意去行有时候是很困难的
that's why you told your disciples these two ways
因此您教导我们有两条门路
there's a wide way
一个是宽的门路
and this wide way many people want to enter through it
宽的门路有许多人要会进去
because the wide way is the easiest way for us to do
这宽的门路是容易走的
but this wide way will lead us to destruction
可是宽的门路却会引到灭亡
but there's also another way
但是还有另外一条门路
and this way is a narrow way
这条门路就是窄的门路
this narrow way is everything that we do according to your will
这窄的门路就是照你的旨意去行
But it's very difficult
可是却是很难走的。
That's why you also told your disciple.
所以你要吩咐你的门徒。
Whoever hear your words, they must be able to do it.
凡听了你的话的，必定要去行。
If we do your word, it's just like a person who built a house on a rock.
若是去行的话，就好像一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
But Lord, building a house on a rock is not easy.
但是主啊，盖房子在磐石上是艰辛的工作。
But that is the narrow way you're talking about.
可是这就是您教导我们的这个窄门的道理。
Because it's much easier to build a house on the sand.
因为要盖在沙土上是容易的太多了。
But this building a house on the sand is the wide way.
可是这却是宽的门路。
And this way will lead to destruction.
也是引到灭亡的门路。
So that's why we're here tonight, Lord.
今晚我们在这边聚集。
We ask you to open our hearts to understand your will and your way.
主啊，求你打开我们的心眼，能够明白您的道路，您的教导。
Because not doing your will is the same thing as committing sin against you.
因为若不是照您的旨意去行的话，就是得罪你。
Because only doing your will that we can enter the heavenly kingdom.
唯有遵行你的话的，才能够进到天国。
So that's why, Lord Jesus, we ask your Holy Spirit to be with us tonight.
主耶稣啊，今天晚上求您的圣灵与我们同在。
And we ask your spirit to open the mouth of speaker to speak everything according to your will.
求你打开仆人的口，让他能够讲明神的旨意。
And we also ask the Holy Spirit to open the hearts of our friends and true seeker.
也求主您带领我们今天晚上所有的慕道朋友打开他们的心眼。
So they can come and understand to know your will and your way.
让他们能够真正的认识你，也认识您的道路。
So Lord, once again, we praise and thank you.
主啊，我们再一次感谢你，赞美你。
Giving us the opportunity to be here tonight to worship you.
让我们今天晚上能够有这个机会来崇拜你。
May you guide us throughout the whole night.
求主整晚聚会当中不断地带领我们。
May all the glories and praise be unto your name.
愿一切颂赞荣耀都归给你的名。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Thank God, please be seated.
请坐。
Hallelujah, in the name of Christ, we commence our first night of evangelical service.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始今天晚上的布道会。
First, we'd like to praise and thank God that the International Assembly have sent Pastor Wong here to share the word of God with us for this next couple of days.
感谢主透过连总的安排，我们从台湾来的王传道，这几晚会和我们一起分享神的道理。
So before we call him up,to share with us the word of God, we'd like to invite the Pacifica Choir to come up to sing praises to the Lord.
在我们还没有听到之前，我们先请太平洋教会的诗班来一起献诗赞美神。
我们亲爱的慕道朋友，我们的亲朋好友，还有我们的太平洋教会诸位同龄，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, good evening to all our friends, our dear friends, and all the brothers and sisters of Pacifica Church.
感谢天上的神施恩带领，让我们有机会一同。在这里寻求生命之道。
Thanks to the grace and guidance of our Heavenly Father, that tonight we have this opportunity to seek and understand the way of life.
晚上我想以两条门路做我们彼此的思考。
This evening, the topic I'd like to share with you for you to ponder upon is two doors, two gates, and two ways.
有的人把人生比喻成是一条路。
Some people compare this life to a journey.
那么在这条路上呢，你有时候觉得这个沿路是这个花开满花团锦簇这个小桥流水非常的风景明媚。
And along this journey, sometimes this journey may be filled with a lot of flowers that are blooming, as well as streams and creeks that are very beautiful.
有时候你好像走在一个沙漠旷野的干旱的路上一样。
But other times it seems as if you are going through a wild desert.
有时候你很顺利的时候，好像在走这个下坡的路。
When things are going smoothly, it's as if you are going downhill without any effort.
有时你在困境中好像在爬坡一般。
But when times are difficult, it's as if you're climbing a very steep hill.
那人生的这条路用路来形容是非常恰当的。
That is why a journey is an apt analogy for our human life.
那不知道我们有没有想过，那这条路要走到最后的终点是哪里呢？
Have you ever wondered where would be the final destination or the final stop of this journey?
因为路一定会走到尽头的。
Because every road comes to an end at some point.
它不会一直无限的走下去。
A road cannot lead on infinitely.
那么这个终点在哪里呢？
Where would the final point be?
今天我们要追求一份信仰。
Today, in our search for a faith.
那我们其实我们从信仰来看待我们的人生，我们就知道这是很重要的。
In life, faith is actually very important.
因为信仰会告诉我们这个路的终点，那个门要到哪一个门里面去。
Our faith tells us where this journey will end and which direction or which gate and path we should take.
所以信仰不只是一种心灵的慰藉和安慰而已。
Therefore, faith is not just something to comfort our soul.
它实在是很坚强的、很坚定的告诉我们，很清楚的告诉我们，我们要往哪里去。
But faith should be a conviction and a clear direction for where we should be heading.
在路的终点，我们的目的的门打开是去哪里呢？
And at the end of this journey, where would this gate open to? Open to?
主耶稣在世上，他曾经讲一个比喻。
When the Lord Jesus was in the world, he gave a parable.
我们来看马太福音的第七章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章十三节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13.
马太福音七章十三节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13.
耶稣他在这世上，他讲了一个比喻。
This is the parable Jesus gave.
他说你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那个门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it.
引到永生，那个门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
在这里主耶稣好像给我们一个讯息。
The Lord Jesus is conveying a message to us.
我们要进入永生的这个路是这个过程是非常艰辛的。
The process or the journey to the eternal life is very difficult.
那么是不是人要追求一份真实的生命是这么困难呢？
Is it really that difficult for a person to find true life?
难道天上的神喜欢用一些困难的事来为难我们，让我们不要进去天国吗？
Does our God in heaven really enjoy giving us a very difficult path to walk on so that we would not make it?
为什么进天国不要用很宽的路，让很多人都找着这个可以进去呢？
Why doesn't he use a broad way and a broad gate and so that many people can find it?
其实我们从我们生活的世界我们可以了解。
From our the world we live in, we can understand this.
宽大的门路是人造成的。
The broad gate and the broad way are created by man.
天上的神也期待我们人都能够在那个很宽大的门路能够找到他。
Our heavenly Father, of course, wishes that many people can find him through a broad path.
事实上，我们从我们人的本性，我们就知道那是不可能的事。
But from the standpoint of human nature, we know that this is not the case.
首先我们说这个宽门大路是怎么造成的。
So we'll talk about how did this broad gate and broad path come about.
应该从第一个方面来看，它是人的意愿所造成的。
First, it is created. It is made by the will or the wishes of man.
人的意愿就是把人放在第一位。
Men often place themselves as the center.
人把人当作这个是第一考虑。
They always consider themselves first.
那么人所决定的就是真理。
And men want to determine the truth by their own standards.
所以这就是我们今天所看到的这个世界所追求的一种民主制度的一种。民主国家的一种制度。
And this is the basis of a democratic society.
民主带给我们人类尊严，这是一个很了不起的成就。
Democracy brings man basic rights or dignity, and that is actually a great accomplishment.
尤其是我们美国成为全世界民主国家的一个龙头。
And the United States is considered the foremost among the democratic countries.
在这个国家的人有自由，有尊严。
People in this country enjoy freedom and also human rights.
人可以实现自己的意愿。
Human beings are able to fulfill their own dreams in this land.
不会受到别人的这个辖制。
People are not under control or bondage.
但是我们要思考一件事。
But there is something we need to think about.
民主是以多数当作它是对的。
Democracy is run by the majority.
但是是不是多数就代表是真理呢？
But does the majority always represent the truth?
有时候我们可以思考，这个不是完全画上等号。
It is not necessarily so.
在2003年美国圣公中选出第一个同性恋的主教，这个全世界轰动了。
In 2003, in the United States, the first homosexual bishop was elected, and that caused a great impact around the world.
到今年，小弟来到美国之前，在台湾，我在六月看到新闻，就是我们的纽约州批准同性恋的这个合法变成全美的第六个州的合法的这个同性恋合法的州。
And just before I came to the U.S. this time, I watched on TV and saw that. The new state of New York was the sixth state in the U.S. to legalize homosexual marriage.
在那个通过的那晚，可以说这些包括是同性恋者或者是支持同性恋的人，他们都非常的高兴。
The night, the same evening, when same-sex marriage was legalized, many people celebrated.
他们甚至来宣誓说这表示是真理和这个公正以及这个爱的一种得胜。
Some people even declared that this move, decision was show the victory of true love and freedom.
比一个人画下否决的这个笔更为有力量。
It's much more powerful than any attempt to veto this law.
那有一位同性恋的这个女士高龄79岁的 Jane Roway
There was a lady who was a homosexual and she her name was Jane Roe
她说她48年前就和她的同性恋互许终身。
She said she had been together with her partner for 48 years.
她终于能够在有生之年和她的同性恋的这个伴侣能够结为夫妻。
And after so many years, in her old age, she can finally be considered a legal, the two of them can finally be considered as legal couple.
民主决定了这件事情。
So this was a decision made by democracy.
那民主决定的事情就是大家认为是照这样去遵行。
And people follow the majority.
但是这民主却未必是真，却未必代表是真实的。
However, democracy does not necessarily represent the truth.
那么如果我们去想这个世界上如果真的有一位神，
Let's think about it. If there is really a God,
他有他创造世界的这个一种他的理念跟他的道德的一种想法，
Then when he created this world, he must have his own thinking and his own principles.
那么当人的这种民主的表决如果是和他的意念违背的时候，那又是什么样的一种状况呢？
When a democratic society makes a decision that is against this creator's will, what happens?
那么天上的神是不是要对人类让步呢？
Should the God in heaven concede to the decisions of man on earth?
你们说好就好了。
You can decide whatever you wish.
你们大家高兴就好了。
Just do as you please.
那我就照你们所说的去做。
And I will follow along.
那么如果神是这样的一种表态的话，那他就不再是神了。
If this is the way God behaves, then he is no longer God.
因为他是听人的。
Because he just follows whatever man decides.
如果真的有一位神，他应该有他的主权存在。
If there is really God, he must have sovereign power, sovereign rule.
而且所有的受造之物都要听他，都要顺服这样的主权。
And all creatures and all creation must submit to this creator.
这样的才叫做神。
And this is what makes him God.
但是现在的人并不会考虑到这个部分。
But people nowadays often do not consider this.
现在人觉得人的想法最重要。
Many people consider human thinking or human decision as the most important.
所以我们要照着我们的心意而行。
People like to do what they are pleased.
所以这就造成了宽大的路了。
And that is where the wide gate and path or way come from.
因为那是大多数人他们的意愿。
Because it represents the majority, the feelings of the majority.
却未必是神的心意。
But it is not necessarily the will and the wish of God.
这样自然，神的路就变成小路了。
And because of that, relatively speaking, God's way becomes the narrow way.
这就是产生这样结果的一个原因。
This is how we have the narrow gate and narrow path, as well as the wide gate and the wide path.
我们看这个箴言的十六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言的十六章。
Proverbs chapter 16,
第二节
verse 2.
箴言十二章十六章第二节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2.
他说：“人一切所行的，在自己眼中看为清洁，唯有耶和华衡量人心。”
All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits.
每个人都认为自己所决定的是对的。
Everyone thinks that his decision is right.
但是还有一个决定对错的神。
But the fact is, there is also a God who weighs what is correct, what is right.
再来我们看二十五节。
Let's also read verse 25.
有一条路人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death.
你看人有时候并没有啊，人有时候并不无法看到自己的盲点。
Oftentimes, man cannot see what's in his blind spot.
如果人不考虑神的存在
，If man ignores the existence of God,
那么人的发展必定是走向啊更加的这个灭亡的道路。
And that mentality will only lead to destruction.
因为这个世界是没有真理的世界。
This world does not believe in an absolute truth.
真理是那个窄门。
Because that truth is the narrow gate.
为什么它很窄呢？
Why is it the narrow gate?
因为要符合真理要有三个条件。
Because to conform to the truth, three conditions need to be met.
真理是独一无二的。
First, truth must be unique.
它不可能容许跟它不一样的存在。
Truth does not allow another to contradict or and exist by.
在今天的世界来说，这就像集权一样，人家最唾弃的就是这种东西了。
And people nowadays don't like to go to the extreme, and that's what they mean by going to the extreme.
什么都是你说了算，那个这大家最不喜欢。
People don't like to follow absolute authority.
但是真理就是这个特性。
But that is what truth.Is characterized by.
它只能有一个，它不会有第二个。
Truth must be unique. There cannot be a different kind of truth.
所以我们这个，我们今天活在这样的一个世界上面。
Living in such a world as we are in today.
我们今天是五十公斤，我们今天是八十公斤，明天不会变成五十公斤。
Today you may be 80 kilograms, but and tomorrow you will not suddenly change to 50 kilograms.
因为不会有第二个万有引力的律来。跟他争改变这个这个你的这个数据。
Because the gravitational force will not change from day to day, so that you weigh differently every day.
那个常数万有引力的常数就是那样子，不会有第二个来取代它。
The constant remains the same from day to day and is cannot be replaced.
所以我们永远如果没有改变的话，我们都是这个重量。
So as long as you are who you are, your weight remains about the same.
你看，这就是神所创造的一种特质。
And this is the nature or the essence or the characteristic of God's creation.
只有一个，没有第二个。
God's truth is one, and there is no other.
第二个特性就是永恒不变。
The second characteristic of truth is that it is eternal and it cannot change.
以前的是非是怎样，以前的观念是怎样，永远都是这样，它不会改变的。
What was right in the past remains right forever and it cannot change.
所以道德的观念也是这样子。
And this applies to morality.
这样的永恒不变才能够维持人的一种不会继续沉沦败坏。
Only if truth is unchanging can man bring destruction upon themselves.
从以前到现在到以后永远它都是一样。
Truth remains the same from the past all the way to eternity.
那么第三个特性就是黑白分明。
The third characteristic of truth is that makes a clear discernment between black and white.
对的就是对的，错就是错，它很清楚的界限。
It is always black and white, and what is right is always right. What is wrong is always wrong. There's a clear line between the two.
我们试想看看，现在这个时代是不是已经没有这样的东西存在了呢
？Think about it. Does such a reality or does such a thing even exist in today's world?
真理已经不存在这个人的心中了，人不喜欢真理的。
Truth is no longer found in the human heart because people don't like to believe in the truth.
但是真理却是神的特质，也是我们进入永生的窄门。
Nevertheless, the truth or truth is one of God's nature, and that is the measure of a narrow gate.
再来第二个方面。
Secondly,
这个大陆的形成就是因为人的沉沦比上升更加的容易。
The reason the gate and the way are called wide, are considered wide, is because it's much easier for human beings to deteriorate rather than to improve themselves.
好像说我们去滑雪一样。
For example, when you go skiing.
我们去滑雪，从那个山上滑下来，可能不用两分钟就滑到山下了。
When you start from the top of the hill, and it may probably takes less than 2 minutes to get to the bottom.
但是你可能要再坐缆车坐到山上去就要花一段时间。如果你自己走的话，要走更久才能到山上。
But it takes much longer to get back onto the hill, especially if you try to hike upwards.
人很辛苦地往上爬，但是很容易一不小心就滑到深渊里面去。
It's much easier to go downhill than to go uphill.
所以沉沦是一条宽大的路。
Therefore, destruction is considered the wide gate and the wide way.
非常的容易。
Because it is so easy.
所以这就形成了一条宽大的路了。
That's what makes it wide.
在人的本性里面也是认为沉沦比较容易，这个要提升比较困难。
And human nature tells us that it's much easier to become to turn bad than to turn better.
我们看罗马书的第七章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
十八节。
Verse 18.
这是古圣徒保罗所讲的一段话。
These were the words of a believer in the past called Paul.
他说：“我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善。”
He said, "For I know that in me nothing good dwells."
因为呢，立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find.
人要立志为善是很艰难的。
It is very difficult for a person to resolve to do good and keep to his resolve.
因为在人的肉体中缺乏良善。
Because nothing good dwells in a human being.
因为我们人，我们的始祖犯罪。
Our forefathers have sinned.
我们人已经生在这个罪恶的世界里面。
And we are born into a world of sin.
我们本身又成为罪的一个制造者。
And we continue to multiply the sin.
所以这种恶性的循环，让这个世界只会越像滚雪球，越滚越大，这个罪恶的力量越来越大。
So this is a vicious cycle that is like a snowball effect. That's why sin continues to increase.
我们看这个世界的走向不是这样子吗
Isn't this the trend of this world?
啊，人类有办法到外太空，人类没有办法征服自己内心的罪恶的这个啊这个角落。
Human beings have conquered space and are able to reach the outer space, but are not able to conquer their inner selves.
人类的聪明才智科技发展非常的伟大。
Human intelligence and technology have advanced so much.
但是却没有办法来阻止自己啊，来继续的沉沦。
But they are not able to keep themselves from destroying themselves.
这就是像这个古圣徒保罗所说的一样。
And this is just what the apostle Paul said.
所以十九节就这么说到。
So he said in verse 19.
因为这样子啊，我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我得反倒去做。
For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not do that I practice.
保罗他讲出了世世代代人类内心的共同的心声。
His words are ring true to every heart in every generation.
真的，大家看的都是非常有同感的。
And everybody can relate to what Paul is saying.
啊，在我们这个。台湾有一句话说啊，鼻孔向上的没有一个好人啊，鼻孔向下的没有一个好人啊。
There's a Chinese saying that anybody whose nose points down is a bad person.
每个人都嘛鼻孔向下。
Because your nose always points down.
鼻孔向上的恐怕早就淹到雨水就淹死了。
If your nostrils are facing upwards, you probably have already died already. Yeah, long ago.
好像看一看世界上没有一个好人。
So that saying simply tells us nobody is a good and upright person.
人的肉体里面找不到这种良善。
Because within the human nature, nothing good is found.
这个印度的国父甘地他曾经这么讲到。
Gandhi, the founder of India, once said.
他指出人类的七大罪行啊。
That there are seven major sins of a human being.
第一个，法庭无法。
The first is that there is injustice in the court.
这种法庭里面有不公义的事情。
There is injustice in the legal system.
这个有权有钱的人，他可以这个把黑的说成白的来脱罪。
People with wealth and power can turn what is wrong into something right.
这个圣经上也说啊，在这个审判的座位有那个不公义的事情。
And the Bible also says something similar, that in the place of judgment is found a bloodshed or injustice.
真的在法庭你能够实现真正的正义，有时候真的是有点困难。
It is very difficult to maintain perfect justice in the legal system.
再来战，第二个是战争无道。
The second injustice that he mentioned is the atrocity in war.
人在这，人不止这个为了一点利益就大动干戈，造成这个这个横尸遍野的这种惨状。
People slaughter so many others just for self-interest.
甚至只是因为一个人的私欲来引动世界大战。
Sometimes over one person's desire, it can cause a great war.
有时候真的是没有什么道理。
So there is a war is actually very immoral.
但是全世界人类战争从来没有一天停止过。
But war has never ceased since day one of human history.
很没有道理的事情天天都在做啊，真奇怪啊。
People continue to commit unreasonable and unjust deeds.
而且是最可怕的罪行。
And they do the most evil and vicious acts.
在战争的场合可以任意的杀人。
In times of war,People can go, can kill freely.
人的生命可以任意的被夺取。
And they can take lives as they wish.
这是一件很可怕的事。
Therefore, war is very dreadful.
第三个罪行说这个买卖无信。
The third injustice, is a lack of credibility in trade.
人在这种买卖事上都是用着自己利益做考量的。
People who conduct business often only think of themselves.
有时候为了自己利益要做出不好的事情。
For their selfish gains, people do very nasty things.
中国成语有一句话说啊，这个杀头的生意有人做，赔钱的生意是没有人要做的。
There's a Chinese saying that there are people who engage in the business of decapitating others, but there are but nobody would want to go into the business of losing money.
谁拿一个傻瓜去做那个赔钱的生意呢？
Who would be foolish enough to go into business knowing that he's going to lose money?
做生意就是要赚钱啊。
Everybody starts a business to make money.
所以为了赚钱要想尽办法。
But to make money, you need to try everything you can think of.
有时候人也缺乏道德，造成了这种更多的这种贫穷来产生。
And when a person is not ethical, he causes other people to become poor.
第四个罪行是教育无效了。
The fourth injustice is the lack of piety in education.
我们的教育可以让我们的下一代更有这种竞争力，但是呢，却不能让他更有道德。
Education teaches people to be more competitive, but fails to teach people to become more moral.
这是你没有办法做到的事。
This is the failure of education.
我们在教育我们孩子，我们也有深深的感觉。
In teaching our children, we can relate to this.
他在学校一下子就被人家影响他的观念，他回来你跟他讲了很多次，但是他不一定就会改变。
Our children are so easily influenced as in school, and it's very difficult to undo such an effect when they are at home.
整个世界都恶化的时候，他的生命也跟着恶化。
And when the whole world goes into this trend, negative trend, they also follow along.
学校教育根本他也没办法来改善一个人的这种品质品德。
And the education we receive in school.Does not change our character for the better.
第五个罪行就是婚姻无爱。
The fifth injustice is there is lack of love in a marriage.
越来越多这种离婚跟破碎的婚姻。
More and more we see divorces and broken marriages.
在婚姻里面，人没有感受到爱在他们的中间。
Many a times couples who are married do not feel love.
名存实亡的婚姻。
Even though they may still be married in name,
终就走上这个失败的命运。
And eventually their marriage may fall apart.
现在的婚姻人随从自己的情欲来去寻找他的婚姻。
People often seek their spouse through their own desires,
并没有用他的爱去用心呵护的去经营他的婚姻。
But they don't put in the effort with love to.Manage their marriage.
在我们台湾，这个离婚率也是几乎是高居世界之最啊。
And in the country of Taiwan, divorce rate is one of the highest.
真的是让我们觉得是很可怕的一件事情。
And it has become very scary.
在世界各地也是一样，我看离婚率只会成长，不会衰退的。
And the divorce rate can only continue to rise rather than fall.
再来第八个罪行就是政治不一啊。
The eighth injustice is the lack of consistency in politics.
在政治的场合，人心都充满诡诈，是没有一个中心的。
Or there's lack of unity because in the political arena, people often contend for different interests.
大家追随着这个风向在走啊。
And people follow whatever is to their best interest.
所以并没有办法很忠心的为国家来去治理。
And those politicians do not always think of their country first.
第九个罪行就是拜神无心。
And the ninth injustice is the lack of sincerity in worship.
所以宗教就是变成一个社交场合。
Religion often becomes nothing more than a place for social activities.
并没有真心的去寻求天上的神。
People engaged in religion, not necessarily to seek the true God in heaven.
所以你说这个得救的路，永生的路，就自然变成一条很小的路了。
So consequently, the way to eternal life naturally becomes the narrow gate in the narrow way.
因为人是不能够胜过这个罪恶。
Because human beings cannot overcome the power of sin.
所以主耶稣说你要去找到那个窄门。
That is why the Lord Jesus teaches us to find the narrow gate.
那是去面对你罪的问题的一条路。
That is the way or the path in which you face and you deal with your own sin.
也许很多人不喜欢去做，不喜欢自讨苦吃，去走这条路。
This is an unpopular way because people don't like to go through this kind of suffering.
我现在高兴就好了，何必那么辛苦呢？
People like to be happy and be do whatever they like. Why go through such trouble?
但你若相信有一位真神的存在，
But if you believe in the existence of God,
他必定是会照着我们个人的行为来报应我们个人。
Then you must also believe that he will judge everyone according to his deeds.
那你就会认为我们不应该继续沉沦，我们应该要向上提升的。
Then you must also believe that we must not continue on this path downward. We must start to change.
你要在这条窄路上啊，去找到天上的神。
We must find this true God through this narrow path.
主耶稣说，他就是羊的门。
The Lord Jesus Christ says, "I am the gate or the door to the for the sheep."
我们看这个约翰福音的第十章第七节。
Please turn to John chapter 10, verse 7.
约翰福音十章第七节。
John chapter 10 verse 7。
十章七节。
John chapter 10 verse 7。
所以耶稣又对他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，我就是羊的门。凡在我先来的都是贼，都是强盗，羊却不听他们。”第九节。我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。十节。
10.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来的是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。耶稣自己说，他就是羊的门。
Jesus said that he is the door of the sheep.
哎，那我们就是这个羊。
We are the sheep.
所以从这个门，就是从耶稣这里这条路进去的。
Whoever goes through Jesus, the door.
啊，他就可以啊得到这个啊丰盛生命的丰盛。
Will find abundant life.
这就是我们要去寻求神的一个重要的原因。
This is one important purpose why we should seek God.
啊，除他以外，并别无拯救。
There's no salvation in anyone else.
就像我们刚说的独一无二的门一样。
This is the one and only door that we have mentioned.
真理就是独一的。
Truth must be unique.
所以耶稣他为我们预备的这条路也是独一无二的。
And the way that our Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for us is also one and only.
哦，愿我们都能够一同啊来去寻找这条又新又活的路。
May all of us search and find this new and living way.
让我们得着丰富生命的这一条路。
Let us walk on this path to an abundant life.
哎，我们不随从自己的想法。
Let's not only follow our own ways of thinking.
哎，我们也不顺从自己的这个堕落。
Let's not continue down the path of destruction.
我们用这样的心来去寻找一位啊创造我们的主。
But with a sincere heart, let us seek the God who created us.
那么你就已经在这条窄路上面了。
Once you start to do that, you are walking on this narrow path.
它的终点就是那永生的门。
And the final destiny of this narrow way is the gate of eternal life.
哦，愿我们亲爱的啊慕道朋友也能够啊与我们一同来去寻找啊一同来奔走这条啊这美好的生命之道。
We invite our dear friends to also find this true way that leads to eternal life.
我们一同来努力进这个窄门。
Let us strive to enter through this narrow gate.
得着永生的盼望。
So that we can all share this hope of everlasting life.
那我们的晚上正道到这边。
This concludes our message.
我们最后一同来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
181首。
181.